In addition to tracking temperatures and ocean temperatures, scientists have been looking at different markers like sea level rise, shrinking ice sheets, storms, droughts, for years to gauge how climate change will affect our lives in years and decades to come. Of course, the Earth has warmed and cooled before. Glaciers have formed, they've melted repeatedly, and that has also affected sea levels. Our science reporter Irina Zhorov now takes us on a kayak trip to a New Jersey marsh where signs of such past sea level change are providing important clues in terms of what's in store as the oceans continue to rise.
On an unseasonably warm winter day, I drive to a pristine corner of southern New Jersey, near Egg Harbor City, down an unpaved puddle-pocked road that dead-ends in water.
This area is unique in New Jersey and even for the east coast of the U.S., because there are very few people living in the watershed.
Ken Abel, professor at Rutgers University, greets me there.
As a result of that, the water is very clean. There's lots of undisturbed habitat.
This is not urban blight and industrial pollution New Jersey. It's pristine, marshy, beautiful New Jersey. As the wind howls, Abel hands out paddles to me and Jennifer Walker, a Rutgers graduate student studying sea level rise.
You have a color preference?
And we each get in a kayak. We paddle on Jimmy's Creek out onto the Mullica River, where the wind turns the water choppy and the steering wobbly, and then we duck again into a smaller, more protected stream called Big Creek. As we paddle, the tide falls. I've rigged the microphone on the front of my kayak like a flag of sorts, and it picks up Abel's observations as he paddles next to me.
From about here up, we should start seeing some pieces of wood. Tide's still a little bit high yet, but...
This is why we came here, to see some dead trees.
Oh yeah, I saw a stump right there, there's another one.
I just hit one.
As we're paddling along, Abel keeps pointing out these old stumps, just barely under the surface of the water.
More over there. I'll just get some more, there's some more there.
And as the tide falls further and further, it becomes clear that
another
world is emerging, a past one, when a forest stood right where we're paddling in our kayaks. Rising seas drown these trees. Walker, the grad student, says they're called ghost forests.
They're kind of these two areas of ghost forest.
One is where we're paddling, completely submerged stumps where the marsh has already taken over. And then?
On the shoreline, you have your marshes and then these areas of standing dead trees, Atlantic white cedars.
Up ahead, where the water hits the shore, stands a line of bare gray tree trunks. The marsh is in the process of claiming these drowned but still standing trees.
They kind of extend back until you reach the border of the living forest.
Walker's job is to figure out the history of the marsh going back about 5,000 years, when it formed. She wants to know when the trees died and how that relates to historic sea levels. Seas rise when the climate warms and glaciers melt. The process of sea level rise and fall has happened repeatedly in the past. What may be unusual now is the rate of change. Sped up by human-caused climate change, everything seems to be happening very fast. So scientists are scrambling to better understand the complex relationship between climate and sea levels.
Since, you know, we want to figure out what kind of sea level rise we could see in the future, we need to see how sea level responds to climate. So if you have a better understanding of that in the past, we can better predict that for the future.
We're trying to see, right, okay, if we have an understanding of what temperature has done, what does sea level do?
That's Walker's advisor, Ben Horton. He says the idea is to paint a very clear picture of what happened in New Jersey, correlate that with research in other regions, and eventually clarify what we can expect to see around the world as the Earth warms. If temperature and sea level rise together in a predictable fashion, say, for each degree the temperature goes up, the sea level rises by X millimeters. Well, that's one thing. But if sea levels begin to rise much more dramatically at a certain threshold, that'll be much harder to plan for.
Sea level is a very sort of accurate barometer of climate change.
This part of New Jersey is an ideal place to study these processes. Because there hasn't been much development here, the researchers can see how nature works with limited human interference. But Virginia Institute of Marine Science researcher Matt Kirwan says it's happening everywhere.
Nobody has summarized the effect of sea level rise on a ghost forest formation across the United States or across the Atlantic United States. But it's very clear that this process is occurring in most Atlantic coast estuaries.
Kirwan has been studying marsh formation on an island off the coast of Virginia.
Every storm or high water event that goes through, we see a few more trees that die. And usually new trees don't get established once the adult trees have died. Instead, the marsh just moves a little further inland.
Kirwan says the rate of forest loss is accelerating. At his site, trees have been dying faster and faster every decade since the 1940s. He attributes that to the speed up of sea level rise.
For people that live close to the coast, this is a depressing event. You're talking about land that people have lived on, maybe their families have lived on it for several generations, that was dry, usable farmland when their grandparents were alive. So the big story here is that dry land is being converted to wetlands.
This isn't theoretical for him. The marsh has swallowed up his grandparents' land in Maryland.
They grew strawberries until the 1940s, and now that land is flooded twice a day.
Grad student Jennifer Walker also has a personal connection to her study area. Back on land in New Jersey, we drive to a cut of road several miles from the creek.
I grew up near this area, close to the coast, going to the shore. So I feel more connected to the issue of sea level rise in particular.
Behind where we park stretches a swampy inlet, fallen logs crisscrossing the bottom. In front of us, Abel, the Rutgers professor, points to a hem of standing ghost forest, and then the live trees.
So we're right in the middle of the process here, you know. Those, how old are those that aren't standing? How old are those that are dead and standing? And then how about the live ones that are standing as well?
So. Here you have this nice transition, right live to dead. You should be able to match up, you know, the cores without too much trouble.
Walker marches into the ghost forest in her waders to take cores from the dead trees. She'll use the cores to date the trees.
You know, we've had sea level rising for a long period of time, so why is it important now? But we're seeing the fastest rates of sea level rise in 3,000 years right now. You know, everything could shift backwards from the coast, except that you run into things like agriculture or, you know, any kind of human development.
Right behind where she works stands a house, something else the swamp could soon swallow.
That's Irina Zhurov reporting from the marshes of New Jersey.